1st of May there'd be a big procession around and to the chapel, and I think it was the head of the school, but I'm not sure, who used to wear a veil with a crown of flowers, and she put that we'd go in and we'd all sing Queen of the May, Mother Lure on the big organ, and she'd put the crown. There was a nice crown we had. I can't remember if it was flowers or a little goldy one, I can't remember. And it was put on the statue of Our Lady, and she'd have a little veil hanging down there. She was all done up for the first day of May. That was a, sort of a big thing in the school. Another big thing was the 17th of March, when the nuns, the priest used to have his breakfast in that room that I told you used to be the nuns' library. And on the first, and the Mother Superior would, I think, talk to him. Somebody did, you know, didn't leave him to lead by himself. But on the 17th of March, there'd be a little group of the orchestra, and I was still the cello, and we'd play little Irish tunes, really traditional Irish things, in the hallway outside, and the Mother Superior, it was called. And so that was a tradition. On the 17th, we'd be there to play at breakfast time for them, out in the hallway.